The Parsha Sazria starts by Dabash on Mesh Lema, Tabal Ne Yisro Lema, Isha Ki Sazria, Vi Aldo Zofa, Vi Tomash Vasyom, Ki Mei Nidas, Voisa Titmo. So the Pasuk says that Isha Ki Sazria, Vi Aldo Zofa, so she's Tomash Vasyomim, and then she becomes Tohar, and immediately before even how she becomes Tohar, there's an interruption. It says, Ubayim Hashmini Yimol Psara Lossi. So the Tarevis in the Psukim, the mixing together of the Tumah with the Brismila, who it's two very separate yarn. Brismila already says in Parshas Lech Lecha it says Brismila. So I guess it's a tzivu again, but it's mixed in together with the din of Kabanis of Tumas Yeled. It's strange. The Pasuk also says Isha Ki Sazria V'Yolda Zacha. So the Rashi says, Lechura, the word Kisazria is very, very extra. The main thing is that if a woman is Yolda Zacha, if a woman becomes pregnant and she doesn't have a child, it's an eifel, you know, under a certain dag, if it didn't become a tzersad, there is no Tumas Yoledes. So the din Kisazria, it's pashut. Every time there's a later, it has to come in the wake of a heroine. And the, sticks out of her. So Chazal say that if the Isha's Mazras Tefillah, so Yoledes Zocha. That if the woman is Nisoyer first, then she's Yoledes Zocha. If not, then it's an Akeva. Lechur, it's strange because it's a very nice thing. It's a Milsak of Ruchah Kamashmalon. So in the Mishnah, you say Milsak of Ruchah Kamashmalon, that it's telling me something else. But over here, we're telling, it's a Pasuk. And the Pasuk is telling me Din of Tumas Yoledes, which is telling later. It has nothing to do whatsoever with the Zriya, not whatsoever with the Iroyan. And yet the Pasuk says, because Zriya, the target type is Sadi, Rosh Iroyan, the Pasuk is including it. So if I state that the Din of her Tazriya, of the older Zocha, that's part and parcel of what the Pasuk is trying to tell us. And it's very hard to understand what it is exactly. The Zoya asked the Shaila here, what's the Kesha? And, I mean, basically the Zoya asked the Pashit that she's always been right. So the Zoya says the Peretz that it's Ki'ilu, it says as long as the Isha is being right, she's always wondering and asking, maybe my Vlad is going to be a Vlad Zohar. Which, again, it needs a hesber, what it means, what the parrot says, what does it mean exactly? It's the derech of a woman to say, maybe my Vlad will be a Vlad Zohar. And therefore, the Pasuk includes it. It's certain this is even more of a dover that's agavurcha, dagavurcha. What's the... it says, Isha Kizaziya Surashi brings also Chazal, Omer Epsim Loi, Kishem Shi Tzirose Shal Odom Acha Kobe Mechayev Oif Bemais of Reishis, Kach Tzirose Nisparashas Acha Tzirose Bemechayev Oif. That there's something in Tzirose Odom, just like Tzirose Odom is the last one, the Tzirose Odom, the Tzirose of Odom is also afterwards. So, where exactly is Parashas of the Tzirose Odom? I guess the Tumah, one of the Tumahs of Tumahs Odom, is Tumahs Yoledes. But there's something here in the Torah that is a parish of Torah Sodom, akin to Torah's Behema. Before we had all the klolim of what marks a Behema as a Behema Tshera, what marks a Behema as being great to be what it is. And Torah Sodom is the last one. What's the Torah Sodom that's coming last over here? What is the... One more thing. Chazal say over here, the Darshan, that called the Kesh of the Psukim, they darshin that kol she'imoy t'mei ashivas yomim tumas leida is nimol ashmoina, that a child whose mother is Jewish and his bris is a bris of Yisrael, regular bris, so there's a din of shmini. Someone that's a ger or avodim and so on, there is no din of, wherever there's no din of tumas shiva, there's no din of mil ashmoina. So is this Chazal over here just a remez kilu, that it's telling me, just like the mikra, these two things are not connecting intrinsically in any way. The din mila and the din tumah shiva are the mikra, they both apply to Yisrael, only or is there a connection mitzad the mahus, mitzad the teichin of the tumah l'shiva, of the tumah zeh l'shiva, that there's a din of mil l'shmeina. Those are the inyanim in the parasha we have to try to bring it out. Let's start with the Chazal over here. Chazal bring a pasuk over here that the Dova Acha, it Ishak is Azriya, Hahodu Rechsev. Chazal bring a pasuk in Iyoy. Eso Dei Lemeirochai, I lift up my understanding to far away. Ulapali Etin Tzedek, and to those who do what I say, I will give Tzedakah, I'll give Tzedek. So Chazal have a whole list of Inyanim that fit into the area of Eso Dei Lemeirochai. Omer Ab Nasi, Mechashvin Lishmoy Shel Avram Avinu, Oisei Shebomirochai. It's referring to the Avram Avinu who came from far away. Hado dechsev, as it says, Vayisa Avram es Einov, Vayaris Amokim Mirochai. The Omer Ab Chanin Ab Apapa, Mechashvin Lishmoy Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shinu Rechoykim Vikirav Nolani. And we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was far away, we were far away in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Paris. So Avram Avinu is called a Rochai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a Rochai. And in Chazal goes through a whole different other inyanim in different ways that it's Rochai and Karei in a different sense, until it comes down to of Lad and Uber. But the first psukim, the first loss of the Chazal, would say Mechasas Shlosh Avram Avinu Oisei Shebom Rochai. That's the part I wanted to speak a little bit about. The meat of Avram Avinu that is Bomei Roche, Lechura one would teach it as being that it's Eved Avodah Zarah, that he was far away. V'achshav Kevonu Amokai, Terach was Avi Avram, and he was Eved Avodah Zarah, that's called Roche, and of course, Rosh Mikarkas. It doesn't say it that way. It says that Avram is called Roche, and the place where it says that we know that it's Roche, it says by the Akedah, I like to try to understand the Mahalak of Rochek over here. What it means that Avram was in Rochek and so on. The when we look back at Avram Avinu and we try to understand Avram's godless, so the Pashta, I mean, he was Eimer and Amun, and everybody else was not Eimer and Amun. So was it a deeper understanding? Was he smarter? Where was the koyach of Avraham Avinu clap everybody else? Everybody else was Rishayim, they were Balei Taiv, and he wasn't. He was willing to think about it. Where is there an akuda that we can tap on in Avraham and say, what's the hevdom? Avraham's in Yonim were also not, I mean, the Yonim of Chazal bring about how Avraham Avinu was oimed on things. Doesn't have such a strong ring that was, you know, he said, who created this, who created that, who created other things. But where is there the avchana between Avram and was there before? The chat goes like this. In a person's tfisa is divided into two eifanim of tfisa. A person takes certain noise. A person lives next to a train station, and the train comes in every 3 minutes. There's a subway coming. Every few minutes there's a train coming in, and it makes a lot of noise. At some point, the person tunes it out. The way he does it is because the mind delegates this to normal background noise. A person who lives in a city doesn't hear the noise, because in the mind it's been tagged as background, normal. This is the zero level of noise. And if there's a especially loud bang, then the person hears noise over there. The same thing if a person works in a place that smells bad. At the beginning it's very, very difficult. Then the mind registers these smells as being part of what was, the part of background. And the male of that cube is 0.0, and we only start working from that point onwards. So that means, and then the next time when something becomes nischadish, the senses pick it up and are oimed on it, And either it disappears, it's always seen as something fresh, or if it continues, it's seen as something that is continuous and it stays that way. In the Mahalach of the Bria, the Chidushim in the Bria are things that are Me'ayir a person. Anything that a person is Me'ayir on, Chidush is Me'ayir a person. Anything that becomes Yoshon, that becomes Misyashin, the person is not Oymer on it. It's not the Pshat that someone is not Oymer. It's the Pshat, it has no Koyach of Hashpo on the person. The person is not affected by it, the person is not despoiled from it, and I can ask the person, isn't it noisy all the time? Isn't the train going by all the time? So it's not going to be the person will deny and say the train doesn't go by. And does the train make noise? Yes, the train makes noise. So what's the problem? It doesn't affect me. It doesn't create the result that a sudden loud bang would create, or for someone that's not used to it, to the noise of the train. The Metzias of the Bria is divided in between HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Bayra Elok, and in the moment of Bria, everything is called a Chiddush, and the Neila, it's not only the Pshat that if a person were to watch Bria Sa'ilam, a person would be Oymed, would confirm the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayra Elok. If a person would see Bria, so then he would be nespoiled from it. He'd be nespoiled, nespoiled, nesfagish. He would make a roshim. If the person had sort of a bird's eye view of Yesh Me'ayin. So the Yesh on top of the Ayin would be the most sharply, would be the sharpest coil that would affect the person. I once heard, it's a Vorfi Bala Musa, and it fits for them. It says that by Maimon Har Sinai there was a koil gadol v'le Yosef, that the koil of Har Sinai, the koil shofar, never stopped. It's a machlokes in pshat, two pshatim, but it means it didn't go or it didn't stop, and le Yosef v'loshel le'pasim. So the kasha said, why don't we hear it? I mean, the whole world when there was Maimon Har Sinai, so the whole world trembled and everybody was affected by it and so on and so forth. No. So if the call is still there, why don't we hear it? So the Bala Musa say, because we got used to it. It's like the train in the background, that it doesn't affect us anymore. It's not, you don't need, the call doesn't need to stop to affect us, to stop affecting us. As long as it's not mischadish, it doesn't affect us anymore. And a person tunes it out because it's part of the normal background. So in the Maisa Bria Sa'ilam, there is a... Anyone standing at the Maisa Bria becomes profoundly aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Bria. Once a person comes into a world that is a world of Hisyashnus, that the world is continuous, the world is old, the world is ancient, the world is Mamshich, then there is no... The Chush of Hispailus does not take effect over there. The Chush of Hispailus can't take effect in things that are outside the realm. If a child who was born at Kriyas Yamsuf wouldn't be nispoil from Kriyas Yamsuf, even though it says Ubin Shabe Me'imoy Kisachira, but in the parashat of Metzias, a child who's born, just like a child who's born in splendid wealth, not nispoil from it. That's normal. He was used to living with 50 rooms. It's kind of tied up, it's a little bit less than that. So if somebody was born in 2 rooms and he has 50 rooms, he's a spa from it. So that which a person comes in, b'teiras hisyashnus, b'teiras hergel, b'teiras it is as it was. Then it doesn't have, it's not from the other person, it's not from spoil the person, it doesn't affect the person. Anytime a person stands by the matzav of Bria, that's where the person is nispoil. That inyan is an inyan that should be emes. That a person shouldn't be affected by it, unless if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'tuva b'chol yom tamid. The real metzias of the Bria is that if the Bria was a type of thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring into the world, and would leave it as it is, then in the chinami, then there'd be no makom to be nispel. It's things are there. Just like the difference between somebody who donates a building, let's say. So in the beginning there's a spilos, there's a hidoya, and the person, so on and so forth. As time goes on, it's true that a person stalls across a toll, but it's across a toll for yesterday. My she'in kein, if a person keeps giving me money, so it's not the pshat, well, it's already 50 years that you've been giving me $1,000. It's true, but each time I give it anew. It's not the pshat 50 years has passed since you gave me $1,000, it's full 50 years. So mitzarechot teva ha'odam is to blur it, and it becomes nisyashin and becomes hergel, and a person doesn't react to it. But the emphasis is, if every time it's a new nesina, then the spilus should be a new each time, like the first time. Yesterday's 1,000 was mechayev today's 1,000, and today's 1,000 is mechayev tomorrow's 1,000. So where's the mokam for nisyashnus? The teretz is, because a person's chushim are built to tune out things that are constant, a person's not mafkin between that which is constant in the sense of a chazaka, because it was, it still is, and will be, or something which carries in itself his chachus means. That is really the schalkus. So we have three inyanim. We have real griya from the very beginning, and that everybody's nispoiled, and every yeshme ayin, every single nekudah of chidush nebriya carries that. And then we have the other thing, things that just kirikoi koi, that they are the way they are because they were that way and they stay that way. And then we have the things in the middle, which is a mechadish betuvah chayim tamid, that it's on the surface of it. If the person looks at it on the top of it, he says, yeah, it's the same like yesterday, same table, same chair, same person, same house, same sun, same moon. And yet the person understands that the person who sees the sheirish of it, in the mitzvah of sheirish, it's a bria chadasha. In the tzura of davening, where we say that pasuk, the mitzvahs of the davening is divided. In Psukei d'Zimra, we say a lot of prokim of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those prokim describe the Bria as it is. Just Pashat Mitzad, the Bria as a Bayi Olam, made an extraordinary Bria. And all the descriptions are descriptions of how the Bria is extraordinary. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it 5,700 years ago, it's an extraordinary work, and we admire it. That's Psukei d'Zimra. Birchas Krishma are much deeper than that. The chiyuv of Krishma is that there be a new Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim every time there's a Shina in the Bria, there's the Rishak of Kumecha. L'chura, a person doesn't need new Geiris. A person who became a Geir doesn't need a new Geir twice, doesn't need a new Geiris twice a day. Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim is the Sherish of the Mitzvahs. Doing Mitzvahs, you always have to do new Mitzvahs. You have to do Chesed, do Torah, do Maisim Tevim, fine. But Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim is the basic. A person accepts citizenship. So a person swears allegiance once. That's it. It doesn't have to do it twice a day. There's no Maisi Geirish twice a day. So what does it mean a person is the Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim? The Maisi, the Asiyas HaMitzvahs themselves, fine, that's something that should go on constantly. What does it mean the Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim twice? The Teretz is that every time part of Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim itself is the Hagasha that if Kirikoi Koi is a lack of a tfisa of Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim, it's a lack of the hair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. If things can stay the way they are because they were that way and without any other interference they'll just remain that way, that's lacking Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim. Kabbalos Olmah Hashemayim is the herring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mamzi everything. And that's why the chiyuv is v'shapur of kumecha, since in Me'iris is where the pasuk chose to find the new, that there's a constant bria. Ka'omo lo'isa erim g'doylim. Ha'mechadish b'duvach ha'yam tamim ma'aseh v'eshes. And then, I mean, the Birchas Yetzer'or is that there's this chadshus of Maaseh Bereishis every day. It's much deeper than Psukah D'Zimra. Psukah D'Zimra is, even if it happened 5,000 years ago, it's a wondrous thing. But Birchas Yetzer'or is the bracha teshtals of Psukah Krishma, is the herring that mechadesh betuvah hoyam tamid Maaseh Bereishis. That's the beginning of the bracha. Ka'omor lo'isa ayam gedoylem lo'olam chastoy. That is the sefer bracha. That's that because that's the teichum of the bracha, and the bracha we make is yitzer hamoiris, not yotzer hamoiris. The Akharis Baruch Hu, it's a person is capable of being aimed on it twice a day. When there's this chachos of malch shemesh and in shavtecha of kumecha, that's when a person dehears it, and when there's this chachos of tzvah shemayim of yireach and koychavim and laila, that's when a person is capable of dehearing it. Twice a day, the bria changes. It's too much. It's not possible to ask of a person that every second and second he should be oimed on the mechadesh betuvah v'chayim tamid. The human body doesn't register it. It's only a sichlius, but it's not a deher. But in malchus shemayim, where the malchus changes twice a day, and it goes from the malchus of shemesh to malchus yireach and kechavim and back. That's where even the chushim behave. The chushim see a shkia of a shemesh and a zricha of a levana, and a shkia of a levana and a zricha of shemesh. So the chush behares is chachus, and that's where we're oimid on is chachus, and that's where there's a fi of kabbalah of machashemayim. So we have an avoda that behares the constant is chachus like a rishbaruchu, and that's where we are, and that's where we're teifis. The Kabbalah of Mashemayim. Chazal say it. The Gemara says in Yevamos, "Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti." So the Gemara asks, "Who said Man Omer? Who said the pasuk Nara Yisi Gamza Kanti?" If it's David HaMelech is wasn't zokin kulahai. If it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says Miiko Zikna Klapi Shmayim or the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no zikna. Akadosh Baruch Hu can't be zakanti. What does it mean? Akadosh Baruch Hu can't be zakanti. I mean, it can't be narida. I mean, those words don't describe. The Torah says zikna means something that is ongoing. It's the hemshach of what was. I mean, a physical property is not shaykh narida. Zos not shaykh kaviyachu kavod ma'ila. But zikna means that it's something that it's continuous. And it's been going the same way it was. That mahalach is not shaykh by Kadosh Baruch Hu. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mahalach is always chiddush. In the musagim that we can translate by Kadosh Baruch Hu, where nairus is chiddush and zikna is isyashnus, then the hanhog is naira and not zikna. There's in that split between the somebody standing at the beginning and somebody standing at the hemshach and at the end, there isn't the right attribute is nairus and not zikna. That is klapid midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu's deher was that his spilus was because he dehered things from what they were. He didn't look when he saw something continuous. So just like the same person who sees a table and he wakes up one morning and asks himself, how come there's a table here this morning? That's not a good shayla, because it was here yesterday. That's the right. The hanhog in this world is the table was here yesterday, the table was here the day before, and it was here the day before. There is no hispilus in that, and it's wrong hispilus. Let's say a person gets served every day, an unknown hand puts in a bowl of food every day in his room. So he's right to ask himself day in, day out, who woke up this morning, cooked, and brought food here? The shayla is this morning as well as yesterday. Just because on the surface of it, I've gotten used to 50 years of somebody pushing a plate of food in front of me, that doesn't take away on the shidchis of it. It looks like the table, but it's not like that because b'etzem it's a ma'isa chiddush. Avraham Avinu's koyach was that he dehered things from the shayrus. It says Avraham is ba'isis the hibaram is ba'isis Avraham is the pshat because Avraham was toifus of the things. Mitzad in the Kud of Bria, not Mitzad in the Kud of Hemshech. That was a, and the Mela, he says, all the Mishon of Chazal give, he saw Bira de Lekes, and he asked, Klum Yesh Odin Le Bira Zu, all of those in Yonim is the Pshat that he heard that the things themselves have to they need constant Kiddush. The one of the Amokim of that Moshul, as I'll say Moshul to somebody so Bira de Lekes, and said Klum Yesh Adon Lebira Zeh Hitzitz Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Moshul Bira de Lekes? The Teretz is, if you see an empty castle, empty house standing, you say to yourself, you know, it could be deserted. Somebody lived here 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, left it, built it then, built a magnificent building, and that's it, it's neglected. There is nothing there that's me'er any reason to think that there's an Odin to be resumed. But there was a creator, but there's no Odin, ongoing Odin. But if I see the lights on, somebody has to be paying the bills. Somebody has to be putting oil into the candles and keeping the wicks going. Anything, when a person there has that there's ongoing nice gracious, then the person there has that there's something, that there's an odd now. Avraham Avinu saw Bira de Lekes. Like we said, that in the Mo'eris Shemayim, there's the Nekudah of Chiddush, ongoing Chiddush. Like it says, the Oyser and Golem Kolon Chaskoit. It's an ongoing Kiddush. So if a person wanted to have not a Kaddish Baruch as a Beir Olam that was, but a Kaddish Baruch as a Beir Olam that is, then the person has to seize it in the Oyers. So in the Bira de Lekes, in the Oyser Oyrim the Golem of the world, is where Avraham Avinu that had the ongoing Kiddush as a Kaddish Baruch as an ongoing Beir Olam, and not just as a Beir Olam was. There's another area I once heard from a footnote. I've seen it in many earlier Sfarim. This nekuda of seeing the difference between the hearing something that was and something that is. It says by Reb Chanina ben Doisa that one day his wife lit. She bought vinegar instead of oil. And she was very, very upset, and she, you know, she's not going to have light for Shabbos. So Reb Chanina said, "Misha Amal Lashem in the Yadlik should can say the koymitz for Yadlik." So and instead of very cautious Reb Chanina does it. So the Shaila is the Gemara later says the Gemara in Tainus says that you now be matriach against the Baruch Hu with making nisim that are not warranted and so on. What's the offhanded way of saying the Misha Amar L'Shem Yadav Gemar L'Chaymitz Yadav. So Vutna said it depends on the tfisa of the person. For the person whose tfisa is that there's an ongoing Bria, which is our tfisa, and you need to make a radical change, so then it's called a Tircha Tafishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hanhaga Kvua, it's been there since Jesus made gracious. And you want to change that unhugger. So what you're asking, it's that your tefis understanding is to change it. So it's just like somebody is, I come to somebody's house, and he's serving me Coca-Cola, and I tell him, you know what, maybe you run down to the store and get me salts instead. That's called a tircha. You're being oiker what's there, and you want to start all over again. But what if the person is standing in the store together, and the guy says, should I buy you this, or should I buy you this? There's no difference. It's the same tircha. There's no difference. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was Oymed. He was standing at the Sheirish of Misha Amar V'Yadlik. He heard that there's a gracious now of Shemen V'Yadlik. So is it a difference if now it's Chaymitz V'Yadlik? Where the hair of the person is what was. So I'm asking for an Akira Van Hugger. And an opening of a new anhaga. So that's called Tircha Klapishmaya. But the words of Kinyan says Misha Amal L'Shem V'Yadik Yei Mochaytzak means that's the Nekuda. He's Toifis the Nekuda of Misha Amal. By him, every minute is Baruch Sh'Amal V'Yo'ilam. So if Baruch Sh'Amal V'Yo'ilam, so the choice is what should be the Yema V'Yadli? Should be Shem Nochemet. That's not there's no Deher of Tircha in that. If a person's holding beer, there's no Deher of Tircha. That's the way he explained that. So Al Kaponim, Avram's Midah of Emunah
was noveya from the fact that Avraham Avinu they had the bria as continuous, and Avraham Avinu's midah of that there's a midah of emuna, and b'meila it allows for a tfisa of tefillah for something that's beyond the mitzvahs of this world, because for the person standing there, that's beyond the mitzvahs of this world. And that's the pshat, the vayisei nabirochet. The mirochet means that he looked at the very shayrus of it. We'll explain a little bit more as we go along, this nekuda of the mirochet. The mitzvahs of, let's go back to Nyanen a little bit. The mitzvahs of a zocha and nekeva, of an akeva being gela zocha, that in itself is a tfisa that Chazal would spoil from. Besides the fact that a zocha is the opposite of an akeva, but there's another deherenit that's sharp for the contrast of an isha being gela to zocha. An isha, the akeva, is always mitzvahs in Chazal and Katmonim as something that is limited. In a lot of ways, Kol Kveida, it says Dark and Lichpoish is by Ish. An Ish is Mispashit. He goes out into the Sada, and on the Ish it says Kol Kveida Basmoch Nima. She's Mitztamsem and Mitztanea in Hodal Rams. Whereas the Ish is Dark and Lichpoish. He goes out and he's Kveish. The Ish is someone that Mitzad is Kveach Heloda. There's Ein Seif Zera. The Isha is the one that's mitzamtzim the zera to one vlad, two vladas, but that's the mitzvah of the Isha. It says the first samach of the Torah is vayiskar, that in other words, an Isha is ki'ilu, a circle that closes in, and her mitzvah is a mitzvah of being magbil in a positive way, but that's the mitzvah is a mitzvah of gvulas, of being mitzamtzim the kayach halada of the zacher, of being pnima, oil and so on. The koyach of the zocher is a koyach of mispashtus. He's koyvesh. He goes out into the soda. He's the koyach of mispashtus in the real. How is it? So it's like how can someone put in something that is so big into something so small? In the koyach in the isha. Her in the limitations in the seger of a tzura of an isha, how is it possible to put in the almost unboundless ispashus of zocher? That's ki'ilu what the pasuk, what Chazal the head in the pasuk. So Chazal say isha mazras tchila in the koyach of being mishtoitek. In the koyach of the state, because of Isha Mazras Tchila, lies the ability to take on more than there's there. I want to say over, there's a... it means it's possible for a person to be Teufis more than what seems to be his Metzius. The mitzias of a, there's a chazal, it says, ain tsayer kelekeinu. There is no tsayer like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No artist like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And chazal go through over here, also in the chazal over here, they go through different levels of what is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's godless of his kreach hatsir. So it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu can be tsayer, a tzir b'toich tzir, a picture within a picture, which no one else can do. Meaning that a picture can contain within itself a picture, just like the guf contains a neshama in itself. And the neshama is so much bigger than the guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create within everything contains something bigger than itself. To give just a physical marshal, a ki'ilu, a woman who's small relatively can give birth to a child who grows up to be a giant. And you say, this woman contained that giant in herself. And you ask yourself, how? The Torah says, that's the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is tzor tzura b'toich tzura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no tzai like that. There is nobody that could put inside something bigger than itself, a tzura within a tzura, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put a tzura within a tzura. So there's a koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he puts in within a person, a tzura over a tzura within a tzura. And the koyach of a isha to be moilid a zocher means that a person can contain a koyach bigger than himself, inside himself, and the hisiris to this by his tshuka for it. If the person is shaya for it, you're right, A cannot, there is no metzias where a box that's 10 foot cube contains in itself material that's 100 foot cube. There is no such metzias like that except for Hailada. Hailada, it's obviously it's Bekayach and Bekayel, but in Hailada, something can contain something bigger than itself, and when it comes out, it's the only tenai for it is that it has to be mistaken for. If the person understands that Kayach, and that's what the Zohar Kaddish means in his Lashon, the Hailada of a Zohar is because the Isha Kozman, she's the Urayan, is always asking herself, where is it? Is always asking herself, where is the zachar? Will the zachar come out? Will there be a zachar? It's the only control that the person has. The only way to get to it is by being mistaken. The same way, like a person has in himself an neshama, and the only way a person can latch onto it is by being mistaken. A person can't work on himself to become bigger than himself. The first thing he has to do is the hair that he has in himself, a self that's bigger than himself. That is the mitzias of an isha being mazras and being meiled azachar. Mila, we ask on the connection between the beginning and the hemshich. In other words, the isha mazras and the isha the scissor the old azachar, and we have mila here. Mila is that same the hair in the person. In other words, mila means that within the tzura, the final in mila, there's two halakim. There's the asaras arla, there's krisas arla, and then there's the priya. The priya means to open up, to uncover. Within a person that's born, there is something there waiting to come out. That is the mice of priya of bris. The bris is that within the person there's someone bigger. Until his nimal is an aro, and the aro contains within himself a nimal. You're not adding something to a child. The teva of the machshava is that to make somebody bigger, you have to add something to him. It's fakert. You're opening up something. By taking off a wrapper, you're allowing something to come out. That's the metzias of bris. So the metzias of bris is a hemshah of the leida in that sense. If an isha can be meiled a zacha, so then it's shayach that the person, then the person can be meiled something that's bigger than himself. Look, the yom hashmini, and that's the hemshah. People say it over, not quite right. They say it over that 7 days is Dalam Ateva, and the 8th day is Lamaila Manateva. Lamaila Manateva means that the person there has that within Teva there is his Chachas. There is no new. The Lamaila Manateva means that the Esed Deil Merochak, that the person there has within the Teva, the Be'etzim the Koyach HaPoel is bigger than Teva. Just like the woman within her Hiroyim, there's something bigger than herself taking place. Within the metzias of the person, within the 7 days carrying himself a germ of an 8th day, which is a ischachos, which is a new ischachos, which is something which brings out an akuda that was common there. So let's be mesarid in yonim. The metzias of any shayches HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes only from the mitzias where a person deher is chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only exists at the malkum of chiddush. The minute I deher is yashnus, like the pasuk says, v'noshantem baretz, you stop, avodah zarah starts the minutes v'noshantem baretz. Because if I don't meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this point, then it's avodah zarah. If something is continuous, that means the law of gravity is an avodah zarah. It means the law of the psychology. Anything that I can say is not, it doesn't have at the shirish a koyach of ongoing chiddush. So that's avodah zarah be'etzem. So the neishantem is something which is a mahalach avodah zarah mitzat atzmon. It's like a tree. The minute you crack it from its root, it begins to dry out. So the mokrim of emuna, the yisayid charge of emuna, sai mitzad the emes of a dover, and sai mitzad the koyches and nefesh of a person, that a person should be mispoiled from it, is something that the person finds by the hearing this. Esed deilim erochek means Avram Avinu is somebody that he always deherred the furthest away in the kuda. You know, he deherred things mitzad the sheirish, which is the tchilah. So it's the nekuda of bria. A person in avodah, it's the same thing. A person, the minute a person coasts, then he's not. Then it's downward. There is no such thing. Any time a person basically feels he's pretty much where he's set out to be, is pretty much accomplishing, and it's fine. Then it's not fine. Because that's the beginning. It's only one step to the neshantem, but that's a mitzvah of neshantem. A person's mitzvah is always on the keva with a zacha waiting to be meiled, another zacha to be meiled weiter. There is ein soif nekudas in a person that when he brings out one, a next nekuda comes out, and when the next nekuda comes out, it has in itself another nekuda. There is no gvulis. The gvulis are ways now, but mitzad the tshuka, mitzad the person's hishtreikikus, then the person has no gvulis. So every person has to be oivig where he is. It's partial. A person can't do more than he can. For a person that's besigal to learn 8 hours a day, learning 10 hours a day is not the answer, because he can't do it. He's not going to do it, he can't do it. But the hishtreikikus for learning 10 hours a day. Like, the person has to understand that within himself, he's got a lot more than he is now. Every person is a b'chinas isha, that the avodah is, when will I have the zocha? When will I go a step further? If the person doesn't have that, then in a sense that person is being misrachik from any picha, from any emunah, from anything. That's the neshantem. So the mahalach of avodah is that the person has to always dehear things as waiting to come out, waiting to develop. Wherever the person is, mitzad what he should do practically, then certainly he has to be realistic and take his gvulas into account and live with those gvulas. That's the mitzvah of it. Nobody has to dehear the nace every minute if, you know, the person has to is living with laws of Teva. But mitzad she'ifa, mitzad the yishtreikikus, and that's what Chazal say, and the Zohar says in two different languages, but it's the same thing. What Chazal say, that isher mazras tchila, yeled a zacha, that the only way something can grow something more is if it's yishtreikikus. If a person says, this is where I am, I wish I could be a step further. And the Zohar says, in languages Zohar, that the Nekeva is always going around trying to ask where's the Zacha in me. That's Meilid in himself. That's the only possibility he has to go weiter. So it's an extraordinary split. There is no real Mokrim to change. In the Olam, in a person's physically, a living being keeps growing and it keeps getting bigger and more developed. And as soon as it peaks, it begins to go downhill. There are no matzavim of just stam. I mean, it may appear to be that way, but the real mitzvah is things grow, and then they fall apart as soon as they stop growing. It's either or. The mitzvah of Avram, the world became what it became because it was neshanta. Because it let things drift emotionally, mentally, psychologically. Yeah, the Akash Baruch created the world, and now we have a nice world, it's a good world, it's fine, and this is what was yesterday, and this is what's today, and this will be tomorrow. Avraham Avinu was the one that Vayaras HaMokim Mirochim. He deherited to the Sheirish. There is nothing for granted. Everything that there is because there was a Bria. When a person is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, he prepares himself by saying, by deherring the Nekudas of Aga and Bria. It's the two times when even the senses of a person are koilet, that there's a constant chiddush. The person sees this chalfus of oiris, so the hairs, the yitzer oir, and mechadish mitubal chayim tamid, and the laoiser and doilim, and mechadish mitubal chayim tamid maaseh reishis, koma laoiser and doilim chastoi. The person dehairs it, and in long run, a person who has that dehair in himself, even every person that's moiled something is a kinyan of a ish, a kinyan of a keva, because he's a mukbal. Every person is a mukbal. That's the definition of somebody that's safe, that has limitations. But mitzad the sheif and ishtaykikus, the person has in himself a kamat ein safe of inside himself. And every isha that has in itself a zacha that's so much bigger than herself. And the tnai for it is only that the person should be mishtaykik for it, and the person should always be asking himself, when will it be a ben zacha, when will it be a ben zacha? Shabbos.